Lucas, good to have you on, buddy. One of my favorite quotes, I should say, and I'm just getting done with my second year for the Tips and up on this stage as well. First off, how do you define the results of this season?
I think that it probably didn't end the way that we wanted it to, but I don't think I have any regrets right now. We won a U.S. Division banner. We got 100 points. I mean, it obviously hurts right now, but I think I'm going to look back on this season and have some good memories.
Mitch Love sharing a lot about his relationship with Kevin Constantine earlier in the show. Mitch Love was your coach for this blue line for your 3 years in the organization. How did you grow most as a D-man under his watch?
Yeah, I got a lot to thank Lover for. Obviously, when I came in here, I was young, I was a little immature. My game definitely wasn't where it needed to be, and he definitely took me under my wing. He spent a lot of time with me. He was understanding with me. He let me grow my confidence. So I have nothing but praise for him and the work he did with me.
You know, I really admire mentioning that when you go to the next level, there are certain habits of your game that maybe from a lower level you have to eliminate. The biggest, I should say, tweak for your game to hang around in this league, what does it take on the back end in the WHL?
I think that when you're defending in the WHL, there's definitely some guys with some high skill levels. So you gotta always have your stick on the ice, one hand on your stick. You got to have it on the puck. You got to take away time and space. And you can't be swinging it just right at the guy, playing him honestly all the time, no matter who he is.
Toughest guy that you had to defend in the WHL. Who was it?
The high-flying Portland Winterhawks when they had Nick Batan, Oliver Bjorkstrand, Leon Draisaitl. When he was in Kelowna, those are some of the names that definitely come to mind.
Biggest difference as far as trying to play those kind of players, is it more physicality or is it more mental? And I mentioned mental, trying to get under their skin and get inside their heads.
I don't know. When I was playing against those guys, I was 18 years old and my first year in the league, so definitely wasn't chirping at them because you know the pedigree that they come with. So it was just tough. You're just trying to play them honestly. But for me at that time in my career, it was just trying to limit their chances.
What's the worst chirp a guy ever gave to you?
Nothing too bad, really. Like, there's nothing they could say that could really bother me. Like, a lot of guys don't know me that well around the league, so it's never personal what guys say. But when you're out there playing against your buddies and they're giving it to you a little bit, because they know some stuff, so you gotta those hurt the most probably.
What's the best chirp that you ever gave a guy? And I'm talking G-rated here.
Oh, I don't know. Like, there's always the classic stuff you hear on the ice. But if you can say something creative about a guy, that's usually the stuff that makes you laugh, makes your teammates laugh on the bench.
Do you go after his appearance, his physique, or some sort?
Yeah, and you like relate it to something funny, like that just kind of looks like it, and then and someone goes, "Oh yeah, no, I see that."
Lucas Scrimita joining us here on the season finale of the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3 as well. How would you grade your game for your final season?
Oh, well, I was hurt for a lot of it, which was obviously disappointing. Yep. But I don't know. I'd give myself like a B plus. Like, I don't know. I was happy with my final year. Obviously, I would have liked to play more. But I think I still grew as a player in the games I did play. So I'm happy with how I played.
What got better most from the physical side or the skill side?
I think the skill side really came out more this year than it has, because I'm still the same size I really was when I was 18. Like, maybe a little more confident in my body, but I think skill side, I was just more confident and willing to try plays that were there that I probably didn't see when I was younger. And I don't know, I just felt more confident out there.
What's the one game that you regret the most?
Oh, I don't really have too many regrets. There's obviously things I'd like to go back and change,
yeah.
But I think you just got to grow from everything that doesn't really go your way and just learn from it. Like, I don't really regret it, like you said, but I can't think of anything specific right now. But I obviously made mistakes over the course of my career and even this year in the playoffs and stuff.
Who made the biggest impact that you didn't place, maybe as a teammate, a high degree of expectation on at the beginning of the season, but you saw improved leaps and bounds by playoff time?
I think the names that come to mind for me would be like Connor Dewar. Like,
yeah.
Just we always knew the work ethic was there, but I think you really saw as his confidence grew that his skill level and hockey sense really increased throughout the year. Obviously, Itu Talola, like the way he came around just as a D-man, watching him work in those corners. Those are kind of the names that come to mind there.
How tight was the dressing room this year?
It was really tight. The guys definitely were feeling confident with each other and comfortable, and even the young guys from the older guys, I think that we had a really close team.
Funniest moment of the entire year, and I know Mitch Love deferred to you, but you're officially on the spot, bud. What was it?
There's obviously a lot of good times. Just anytime we can get Pat Pajak cornered or get him involved in something makes the boys laugh pretty good.
Yeah, I think by the end of the season it was Patrick, it was myself. I think Rob Tegel was officially in the mix. You guys had your share of fun.
Yeah, whenever you can get somebody cornered, it's a good time.
No, of course. We'll try to have a little bit of fun with it here. Lucas Cremita joining us in the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3. I will certainly miss the bus chirps. That's what is the one thing I will miss the most, and it was a key and a fine and a rare ingredient here for any hockey team that I have certainly ever seen.
Yeah, when the guys get creative, they definitely feed off each other with stuff like that. All it takes is one guy to say something funny.
And all I had to do was just, like, stand up, just soak it all in as you guys got louder, and then blow you kisses just to kind of just to more or less top it all off. That's the kind of fun I had a little bit back with you guys as well. What made, on your defense, your defensive partner, Noah Jolson, so valuable?
When it comes to Noah, I think that he just does everything well. Like, obviously, he's a good skater. He has a good shot. He's got good hockey sense. He's got good size. Like, he's all around just a great hockey player.
You already got him as far as any tickets that you may see for when Montreal goes to Winnipeg?
Yeah, we've talked about it and joked about it a little bit. It's kind of nice when I head home and if I end up staying in Winnipeg for the next little bit here that a lot of alumni that are playing in the A or will end up in the NHL, I'll be able to bump some tickets off them.
Lucas Scrimmington joining us here on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3. Let's get to some of our questions inside the house here on this season finale edition. And first off, a question from Joan Willits. Are you taking time off after you get back home, and are you going to get right to work?
I will be taking time off when I get home. Definitely been a long year, so I'm going to take a couple weeks off here and just settle down and decompress the season and what I'm going to do next year and stuff. But I will work this summer at some point, yes.
What are you looking for as far as what might be next for playing hockey?
I think for me personally, it's time to head to school.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be heading to the CIS. I'll definitely keep playing hockey.
Wonderful.
Which I love the game. It's given a lot. It's given me a lot of stuff and a lot of opportunities. So, but my parents were lucky. They were willing to let me come out to the WHL and enjoy the experience out here. But I think it's time to go to school.
Tips alumni that you could play one more game with if you had a chance. Who would it be?
Oh, like when I was 18, we had a good group. It was Lozy.
Yep.
Liedahl, me and Liedahl were really close, so to be able to spend a couple more days with him would be a lot of fun.
Lucas Cremita joining us here on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3 as well. On to our questions coming in from Twitter. Kelsey Archer asking, what was the best memory off the ice for you this season?
Off the ice?
It's a deep one.
Yeah, usually when you're on the road, the guys get up to a lot of good stuff. Like, anytime we can get a rookie's room key to a hotel or something, we can get the winds going in there and mess it up a little bit for them. That's definitely a lot of fun.
It's called the tornado, and if you don't know what a tornado is, just go ahead and Google it. No further questions asked or no further responses needed as well. To Facebook, Angela Clements asking, Lucas, what legacy do you feel you have left for the younger players behind you that you hope that they can carry on?
Yeah, I definitely, me and the young guys are really close this year. I definitely hope I taught them a lot just about off the ice and that and the stuff about the league, like the little intricacies that took me a couple of years to learn or the older guys showed me that if that's something I can pass on to them and make their experience in the league a lot more enjoyable, I'd definitely be happy with my legacy.
For the first year guys that were on the back end, we're talking about Montana Onyebuchi, Ian Walker, who got in plenty of games, Wyatt Wiley, who basically played all but one game as well, even Johnny Fairbrother, who had a cup of coffee here with the organization for this year. How good can they be moving into next year?
Well, I definitely think they're going to improve a lot from year to year, especially going 16 to 17 in this league, that you can definitely see a lot of improvement. Depends on how their offseason go and where their confidence goes. But, yeah, the potential is definitely there. It's just up to them to reach it.
Question from Facebook from Andrew Wendell. Besides playing, what things are you going to miss most about Everett?
I'm definitely going to miss how nice the winters are here.
Yeah.
The weather is always pretty nice, except for it rains too much, but it snows too much back in Winnipeg.
It's a little bit different as compared to the reaches of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yeah, and I liked it. I liked being close to Seattle. I liked Everett. It was nice.
Moment you realized that this year's team was going to be special, what was it?
One particular moment is kind of hard to just pick one, but I knew when kind of at the start of the year when PG was on their 8-0 run, ranked number one in Canada, and we went up there and just had two great games against them, won both of them, and then we had to go to Spokane, then we had to come back for Pink the Rink against Seattle, and we won them all. It was like, okay, like this team can play with anybody.
Taking out maybe the 5-0 win, taking out maybe the division title win against Victoria, what was the biggest win of the season for the Silvertips?
Oh, well, division title is kind of what you play 72 games for, so
yep.
That's obviously really up
there. But what was the win that really set that whole thing up, you think?
I don't know, Mike. It's kind of hard to answer that one. The games, they all mean so much, and anytime you can beat Seattle at home on a week, on a Friday or Saturday, those are the wins you love. That's kind of what I'd say.
I would think maybe going back to one of the games in early March, you just kind of gave the hint, perhaps, in coming off from what was a 6-1 loss to Seattle. You come back into your own home barn, near packed out house. You beat Seattle 4-2. At one point, the game was 3-0 as well.
Yeah, no, I know a game. That was on Parents' Weekend, too, so we had to give our parents at least one win that weekend.
Exactly, and you did, and it was a very important one as well. Unsung hero, Brian Keane. We haven't mentioned his name yet in the course of this conversation. What made him so valuable?
Oh, he just does all the little things right. It's a lot of stuff that the fans might not see, but us players and the coaches, for sure, they definitely saw what he see, whether it's getting pucks out or blocking a shot. He's just doing the little things right that help the team win.
First experience that would come to your head maybe as far as what it meant to play in downtown Everett, what it meant to play at Xfinity Arena, what is it?
I think home opener when I was 18 and I finally cracked the lineup for my first WHL game, and I was like, okay, like it's almost sold out, like I'm going to play here. I just got to play well now.
What will you remember most maybe about the environment, about the fans, that it's going to stay in your head forever now?
I think for sure they're very passionate about their hockey. They're always cheering. They're always yelling. It was always loud in the building no matter what. So that's definitely something. And they're always behind us for sure.
And those words now have finally taken you forever into the chapter of the Silvertips alumni core. This ain't goodbye, man, but it's going to be see you later. And we'll see you around definitely, buddy.
All right. Thanks
always
a lot, pleasure. Mike. Thanks for having me.
Lucas Scramita joining us up on stage here in the Silvertips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3.